Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. I'm Charles Firth and with me today is Dom Knight.
Yes, I am. Certainly I'm back in our hometown of Sydney. Charles, you're still in Adelaide. Why on earth? What can possibly be holding you in Adelaide for all these weeks?
I saw the best show I think I've ever seen anywhere in the world. I'm 47 years old. It has been 47 years before I actually realised just what live performance can be, Dom.
Is this working into some bullshit plug for your own show?
No. This is...
Oh, God. Okay, now I'm interested.
So I've been at the Adelaide Fringe and, you know, seeing a few sort of like, oh, yeah, another stand-up, oh, yeah, you know. And actually, some really bad shows. Especially, it's always the... No, I love South Australia, love Adelaide, as we've made very clear last week in the podcast.
Mm.
But it is true that if you're wanting to see a terrible act, some of the local acts that sort of turn up at the Adelaide Fringe.
Oh, bless it. There's some acts that... Yeah. And I say this, you know, some without much love forming chops. Are there some acts that don't make it out of South Australia...
Yes, right? Exactly. Oh, but this is not one of them. This was from Italy, right? It's called, I don't really know how to pronounce it, but...
Spatterbing.
Spatterbing.
Wow.
Spatterbing, yeah. And it was, or the, like the other, the Australian, the English language title to the show is The Art of Hitting Yourself.
The Art of Hitting Yourself. Okay.
Yeah. So it's written and performed by this guy called Anselmo Luisi. I don't know where to start. I mean, you know how on TikTok, you know, the whole face slapping thing is like the latest
craziest
sport.
I mean, the power slap league apparently at Las Vegas is huge.
And it's great because, I don't know, I learned about this sport probably a couple of months ago when Hartley, my son, showed me all these TikToks of people just slapping themselves. It's just horrible, right? But it's now turned into a proper competitive league. And then doctors came out the other day. There was this announcement saying that it's not really a sport. All it is giving you brain damage.
It's just a way of getting brain damage. But, I mean, Charles, my argument about that is that anything looks good in slow motion, right? I mean, the slap, I've watched it. The slaps do look, the way that the cheeks move sideways with the sheer blunt force of the trauma-causing thing. If you could somehow visualise the brain cells dying in real time, that would also, you know, in slow-mo, that would also be very impressive. But I reckon you could just spag on a table. You could do a poo in slow-mo and it would look impressive. It's to do with the super slow-mo. It's got nothing to do with the slapping.
Yeah.
So why not find a way that doesn't cause brain damage? Although that said, Charles, I do want to see the look on the face of everyone who's in the power slap league. Yes. In slow-mo, in 20 years when the neurologist tells them that it's game over. I want to see the hope go out of their eyes.
Well, that will be super slow-mo because they'll have to think about it a bit to process what they've just been
That's right. You just film it in real time and it'll slowly sink in. Oh, that's tragic. I hope they're getting paid well.
Now, this show that I saw in Adelaide is what this face-slapping league should be, right?
Oh, okay.
It's called The Art of Hitting Yourself. And what it was, so I walked in and I was a little bit worried because they said, oh, it starts at 8:40, right? And there was an usher, well, there's a couple of ushers, there was the box office person who's selling the tickets, but there was nobody else, not a single other person. And I went, so hang on, and it was like 8:39, it was like, so do I walk in, like... Does the show start at 8:40? And say, yeah. So I walk in, worried that I'm going to be the only person in the audience. Luckily, this guy in thongs, who I think might have, you know, been lacking in, you know, a home, rocked up at the same time and also came in. So there were two people in the audience, quite a large venue, like it would have fit maybe 200 people, 250 people, sort of this old converted church, right?
Goodness me.
Just like at the Adelaide Town Hall, basically, out the back of the Adelaide Town Hall. And we're going, this is, and then the ushers say, because you're going, fuck, like this is pretty intense, right? Like if you're at a show and you're the only person in the audience, like it's like going on a first date and then suddenly being married to the person, right? Like
That's really, really intense being in a very, very small audience, particularly if there's a lot of people on the stage. If there's more people on the stage than in the audience, that's uniquely awkward.
But no, this is a one-man show. So the ushers said you've got to sit in the front row, right? Like, which is really, there's nothing between you and this performance. Anyway.
And the disappointment of the performer.
So, and then this guy walks out on stage and he just sprinkles talcum powder all over his body and on the stage and everything like that. And you go, this is a bit weird. And then he just starts sort of hitting different parts of his body. And it turns out he's a classically trained percussionist, right?
Oh.
And what you quickly realise is that actually every part of your own body has a different resonance, makes a different sound, and that by slowly combining all the different beats, especially if you're a fucking trained percussionist, you can make the most extraordinary music, right? So like within 5 minutes, both me and the one other person in the venue is just absolutely captivated. Like, this is just, and you're just going, fuck, this should be in Vegas playing to 10,000 people, not in a fucking shitty little church in Adelaide. And anyway, so then luckily three other people, about halfway through, about maybe 10, 15 minutes into the show, walk in and sit down, like they're just late to the show, right? And I don't quite realize it at the time, but it's the Umbilical Brothers.
Oh, right?
So like Doug Bain was sitting next to me. He got his he started his career on a little show called CNNN.
Yes. Yes, an amazing kind of visual effects guy, yeah.
He now works with the Umbilical Brothers. Anyway, so the point is, what happens is this show goes on. It's fucking incredible. Like, it's like, and he just, and he builds it up, right? So he then starts pulling people from the audience. Like, so Doug gets up on the stage and starts hitting Doug, you know, on the hands and then on the face and on the head and stuff like that, and making noises out of him, right? And then he goes, oh, we need to tune the drum. We need somebody else. So I get up there, right? And then it's clearly a three-person audience participation thing.
Mm.
So he asks for another thing and just going, thank God other people walked in.
Yeah.
You know, because there wouldn't have been enough people in the audience for the audience participation moment. So then Dave Collins from the Umbies gets up. And the guy says to the guy, to David Collins, who's like, David Collins would have to be one of the best,
absolutely,
physical performers in the world, but also
it's the perfect person,
percussive performers. Like they use their voice absolutely incredibly to sort of create sound effects during their shows. So, and he goes, oh, so what do you do, David? And he goes, this.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
The Chaser Report. Less news, less often.
And so it was this magical moment where the leading Italian version of the Umbilical Brothers, who's very, I mean, it's all very highbrow. It's not like Umbilical Brothers, which is easily accessible. It's all very like conceptual and weird and everything like that, is playing a tune, and Dave is brilliant, like has to sort of play along and mimic what the guy's doing, and sort of doing it as well as the guy on stage. It was just the most fucking incredible show. Like, I can't tell you, like, it was just mind-blowingly good, and you just go, completely unique to that moment. There is no, like, that show will never exist again. You can't capture that on screen. You can only get that sort of experience by turning up in person and being part of this shitty little crowd in front of this fucking amazing, talented artist.
So the thing to do, apparently, is to go and see a radically unpopular show that the only time this has ever happened is actually incredible. There's word of mouth generally. Presumably Adelaide doesn't have social media yet, but usually if there's an amazing show, people find out and fill it up. So what you're telling us is we should go and see a show with nobody in the audience in the hope that halfway through some of the greatest live performers in the world turn up and help. Yeah, that's an experience I'm going to be able to replicate, Charles. Like, you know, go to a poetry slam and suddenly Lin-Manuel Miranda walks into the room and starts dropping rhymes and say, like, great, if you're there. Like, are you just trying to make us feel jealous?
No.
Is that the point of this story?
That there's always, in any performance, that you don't have to have the best performer in the world. Like, there's something about live that sort of gives this frisson of possibility about what's going to happen. Like, and you can only get that by just going along and making sure. And look, I mean, he's been playing for weeks now, this Italian
guy.
So
word of mouth has failed to materialise.
Word of mouth has failed. But I think that's because if you look at his marketing material, the sort of strap line, and the thing that actually made me want to go along was, be ready to get your face slapped. And it is true. Like,
a year after Will Smith.
So I think that, like, I tried to convince James Schleffel, who I do my show with, to come along because it was after our show. And he looked at the write-up and said, but I don't want to get a headache, and instead went to the Soweto Gospel Choir in front of thousands of people.
Whereas you, being racist, wanted to see the white
guy.
But,
you know, like...
it's true that the title of the show, I'm just looking at it here now on the Adelaide Fringe website, Sputter Bang or the Art of Hitting Yourself. It doesn't bode well.
Yeah. I think it doesn't bode well at all. I think it probably got enormously good word of mouth, right? But then people would look up the materials and go, oh, well, hang on, I don't want my face slapped, and then just would leave it.
But also, you know, Charles, can I quote, a hilarious journey through music and theatre which will make you discover unexpected sound landscapes blending mime, body percussion and singing.
Yes.
That to me sounds excruciating based on the description. It's been lost in translation, unfortunately. It sounds like terrible student theatre, and clearly it's amazing. I mean, I want to see this now, right? Is it on elsewhere? Can we still see it?
You would have loved the one. There was a whole song that he did, or sort of like piece that he did, that was based on an allergic coughing fit.
Oh, wow.
So it was all the different sounds that, Dom, you make when you've got hay fever or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. But, gosh, imagine Craig, who constantly coughs, going to see that.
He sort of doled it out like it was a percussion piece, and it built to this incredible sort of cascade of quite rhythmic, you know, music, really. But the interesting thing is that psychologically, hearing someone do that makes you want to cough yourself.
Oh, of course it does. So you've got to kick off
and he would. Like every time somebody in the audience, in the five people by the stage audience,
I'm coughing now,
would cough, he would sort of nod at them and sort of give them permission to cough. So by the end, there was sort of this sort of, you know, syncopation from the audience of people just sort of coughing, you know, as part of the performance. It was just fucking, I mean, yeah, look, it's not, you know, Seinfeld or Friends or actually, I need a more up to date sort of thing. You know, I don't know.
You do.
Two and a Half Men. Oh, no, wait a minute. What's the show that's on nowadays? It's not Ted Lasso. Okay,
right.
It's not a reliable half hour of schmaltzy shit. But you know, you do get your face slapped. So there's that.
I mean, so Charles, you're saying that if I had come to this performance with you, I could have slapped you in the face. Basically.
No.
That's the thing they need.
You slap yourself in the face, and he comes around and helps you slap yourself in the face.
It's not quite as attractive
to me.
Face
as well.
But no, it's very all right. So the Chaser Report's brief is to keep you up to speed with the news and what's happening in the world. We spent this entire episode talking about a unique, never-to-be-repeated theatrical experience on in Adelaide for, let's see how much longer it's on.
Oh, no,
by the time you hear this, it will have, it's finished. Okay, so which not only is that one a thing with the Umbilical Brothers not to be repeated, the show is finished. Great, Charles. Thank you for delivering so comprehensively on the brief of the show. If you're still here, I must say, Charles, he delivered the story with great passion and I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
Even though at times I was thinking, this is like one of those dinner parties where someone bores your head off about an experience that clearly meant a lot to them that you can't possibly share in. Nevertheless, that was very entertaining, Charles.
It was the event that
he's playing anywhere else, I'll go see him.
It was the podcast equivalent of hitting yourself in the face.
So the guy's called Anselmo Luisi.
Yep. And you can
if he does any more gigs.
Well, you can see him over in Italy.
Perfect.
In late March.
But presumably you can at least check this out on YouTube somewhere and see that it's very good.
Yeah.
Well, I
don't
agree.
Know whether he's made it big enough.
Okay, no, it's filmed it. I do agree though that that sort of live experience is is wonderful. And that's why you should go and support comedy festivals and things like that. Just briefly, the greatest thing I ever saw, I think, the most fun thing I ever did was, have you ever seen one of those 24-hour comedy shows that Mark Watson does?
Oh.
It's an idea we should steal.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
That's a great idea.
So what
idea.
He does is he basically gets into a room at a comedy festival. He has a team of people around him, like people displaying things on screens and so on, and he had video chat set up before Zoom was really a thing. This is 10 years ago. Maybe 20 years ago.
Mm.
Basically, he and the audience devised projects that emerged naturally during the course of the 24 hours. So he sent two of the members of the audience on a date. And then three hours later, they came back and reported on the date, which had happened in real time. And at one point, he had Casey Bonetto, the guy who... and Tim Minchin was around as well. And they composed songs live. Somehow, the entire show devolved into a campaign to try and get John So, their then Lord Mayor of Melbourne, to come down to the show by the end of the show, like by the midday on the second day. And we didn't get him down there, but what we did do was learn a four-part harmony song, which we recorded on his voicemail, which we all learned, which was composed in real time. So if you ever see a show like that again or see us completely stealing the idea of doing a 24-hour show, it was incredibly fun. And, yeah, that can only happen in a room. It's absolutely mad. I don't have a funny point to make. It's just magic.
I've got a good idea.
What's that?
That's twice as good as a 24-hour show.
What's that?
A 48-hour show.
I think he might have done one. No, but we should do. We should totally steal the idea. Just call it a 47-hour show or something. Make it a prime number.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever done a 24-hour live podcast, though.
Oh, let's do that. That'll be incredibly boring.
Yeah, and very tiring. And I mean, people can join in from around the world via the live stream and probably won't.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. We'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
For less than 24 hours. Thank God.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.